WGNS, and this is Rutherford Issues.
Today's show, focused on North Rutherford County, is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Welcome back to the Springhouse Worship and Arts Center here in Smyrna, and it's time to talk about the Lamplighters Theater Company and Assistant Director Ken Stilger. How about that? Got it right.
Very good.
And I've got to turn the correct mic on for you there. Ken, thanks for being here today. Thanks for inviting us out. This Lamplighter Theater Company area that you have here is, I didn't know this was all nestled back here just near the old Nashville Highway.
This is a pretty amazing venue. I do a lot of photography for different theater companies in town, and this is easily the best venue for community theater in Nashville and in Nashville area. A lot of people simply don't know how good it is here. I mean, if you have a chance after the show, go back and look at the stage and everything we have back there. We can seat about 400 people here. And many of our productions are full houses, and it is simply amazing to see this place packed and enjoying Sound of Music or My Fair Lady. Just a great venue.
Now, how long has this been here?
The theater opened in 2004. And since then, we were just doing some ballparking, but about 60,000 people have come to our shows during that period of time.
Now, you're doing a lot of work out front, too, I've noticed. So some new additions here, I guess?
Well, our church is really aligned with the arts. And one of the things we've recently moved into is an art gallery. We call it the gallery here. We've had two major showings here. And we invite artists in from all over the state. And that's just brought a lot of tensions to us. The lobby area is definitely growing. We've knocked out some walls. It's going to be even bigger and better. We just want to provide a really comfortable environment for people to come, not only for our shows, but to church as well.
How does that work? It's called the Worship and Art Center. So what type of worship, what type of arts are we talking about?
Well, we're a charismatic church. So we're expressive in our worship. We enjoy music and dance in the worship format that we do here. And we also believe that we want to reclaim the arts for the glory of God. You know, arts used to be in the churches. It used to be a part of the church. And then we kind of let it go. And then we've kind of seen what happened when other people take it over and we don't like what's coming out of it. So we're reclaiming it.
Mike, I guess, what was it? Did we do this show
last year? Miracle on 34th Street, we did at the Y. It may have been 2 years ago.
Was that, I can't recall. What was last year's Christmas production?
Well, last year we did another version of A Christmas Carol.
Okay.
A slightly different take on it. And the year before that might be what you're referring to. We did a radio show format of It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay. Oh, that's it. That's the one.
The radio drama.
Yeah. The radio drama.
It was great.
Yeah, the sound effects, and we had about five ensemble members who became the entire cast of It's a Wonderful Life.
But you could actually see what the radio production
exactly,
would be like.
Exactly.
And very realistic from what I understand in terms of knowing a little bit about the history of how radio dramas were done. Just to see that production.
It was a really popular show. We did really well with it, and like for that reason, you could see not only the drama on stage, but you could watch the drama happen backstage, so to speak.
This is almost like a full time. I mean, by the time you finish one show, you start rehearsing for the next. I mean, this is pretty busy. A pretty busy season, I would assume. 2011, 2012, you've had Annie and the Boys Next Door, and now going into Christmas, February, and then April, you've got more. So I guess the summer, but the summer is not, there's plenty going on then because you have some camps. My daughter was at a drama camp 2 years ago here. So
yeah, we keep busy year-round. In fact, we had our first dress rehearsal this week, and as we were having our first dress rehearsal, they were auditioning for Sense and Sensibility next door. So they come in, they go away, but always something going on here.
Now, Mike, I think your wife's salon is a sponsor, and I know Jenny is as well. Why do you all think that it's that important to help sponsor the events like this, Jenny?
To me, if no one's ever been to apply here, it's so professionally done. And, you know, you can go to Nashville to the Performing Arts Center and try to find a place to park and walk half a mile. Or you could just come here and it's just such a quality production and live music. And the actors and actresses are great. The costumes. I've been to several, and I hope to get to a Christmas Carol because it's got a special thing they're doing.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that with Shane here in just a second, and he's actually gonna play, and it's not a tambourine, so it's a theremin, okay? So if you don't know what that is, you'll want to stay tuned for that. We'll probably catch that on the other side of the break. The Christmas Carol is, you've already run one weekend? No, it's this weekend coming up first, right?
We open tomorrow night.
Opening tomorrow night, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, and then the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Is this the Christmas Carol that we all think about?
It is. It's an adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's a large cast. We've got 42 people in the cast. We have families. We have entire families. In fact, Shane's entire family is represented in the cast. He has two children as actors. His wife is the running the box office, and he's, you know, performing, as you'll hear later. We have fathers and daughters on stage, and we have mothers and daughters. It's really wonderful. That's what I really love about community theater, is because it really provides a venue for families to come together, participate in something really fun, and they can give back something to their community. And Jenny was mentioning, I've been involved in theater for 40 years, and this is one of the most professional companies I've ever seen. I mean, it's first rate from beginning to end. Good stuff goes on here.
What keeps it thriving? I guess it's the community support and those who are interested in participating.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, what really keeps it thriving here is we do family-related shows. We're a community theater that you can bring your family to. You never have to worry about, you know, are we on difficult ground here? And there is a market for family-friendly theater. Theater's kind of gotten away from that in some places. I'm not trying to sound too, you know, revolutionary, but we do shows that the whole family can enjoy and participate in, and I think that's one of its successes. The other success is we just have people in the theater here that have a passion for theater, and it just keeps moving it forward.
I guess it, just in the back of my mind, when I think of theater, I think of having to get dressed up, finding a sitter for the kids, making a long trip. If it involves us and my wife, it probably would involve dinner somewhere. You know, all of these things, and it's almost like it's too formal. But that's not what this is about. It sounds like it's very family-friendly.
Very family-friendly, and it can be a little of that. I mean, each Christmas Carol runs about an hour and a half. It's not, you know, it's not a long show. You're not going to be sitting here for 3 or 4 hours, you know. At the same time, it benefits the community because a lot of people do exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They come to the show, but on the way they decide to go eat at Raz's or Chick-fil-A or down the street at Old Hickory, you know, and these places. And,
sure.
And so the community not only reaps the benefit of having this structure in its community providing great entertainment for the community, but it provides like a little economic boost for the community too.
I think my perception is theater can be stuffy, but this is not the stuffy type of theater.
If you listen to our house, I mean, that's such a tough question.
Yeah.
When we walk in here and we see a show, if we're not involved in it, I don't hear people being stuffified. You know, I mean, they are laughing. They are enjoying the performance. you know, kind of a tradition. Usually they'll meet with the actors after the show. There's not a huge barrier. You know, everyone and people know each other. But no, stuffy is not a word that I would apply to her.
Is that a perception that others have about theater in general? I mean, or is it becoming more popular? What is your take on that?
Well, I'm gonna say I really don't. No, I mean, it's always not been stuffy to me.
Right.
And I love the theater environment. Like I said, I've been involved in it for a long time. I think it's always been strange to me because sometimes people don't know that they're welcome to laugh in a play.
Well, I remember going with my wife to see Phantom of the Opera, and I felt very insecure about what I should do, what I could do, you know, how do I sit? Do I say anything? Can you whisper? Or, you know, what, you know, it was very uncomfortable.
We don't want you to throw tomatoes.
That's the only thing.
That's the only thing. Other than that, you can laugh, you can applaud, you can clap, you can cry. You know, we run all of the emotions here.
For children, is there a certain age that you think may be good for children? Some kids can't sit through, you know, very long. But what's kind of a gauge?
Well, we ask if your children are under 4 years old that you probably leave them at home.
Okay.
Above, and then you know, sometimes some guidance, you know, if you have an older child that brings their skateboard, might not be a good idea. But generally, we can engage, you know, children from four up. And this show particularly, I think, will really engage a lot of children.
Sure. Even state representatives with attention deficit disorder.
I did come to play here. I came to play here about 2 years ago. A buddy of mine's little daughter had in it, and the kids just got—they got me tickled, and because they would forget their line, they look at each other and stare at each other, and I just got tickled about it. To me, it was funny. My wife got upset because I would, you know, I'd sing the humor in it, you know, I'd start laughing a little bit, you know, and my wife hit me in the side, you know, but I had a great time with it. You know, I'm not a artsy person, theater type person, but you know, I think sometimes just to slow down and relax, you know, is good. I figured Brian as much drama as he's about
just he'd be into just it. Being here with you is about as much drama as I can take.
But I think it's neat, and the economic impact, like you mentioned, at least people are keeping their tax dollars here rather than going to TPAC, and it offers a little culture here.
Well, the another thing people don't realize, I think, a lot of it, we are drawing some of the very best actors out of Nashville to come perform here because they love the houses. You know, playing to 400 people is kind of fun. And they love the facility. They love the organization. We have a top-rate organization. And when I mean that, a play is more than just showing up on stage. Sure. A lot of things have to happen behind the scenes, and we have that really nailed down here. So we're offering, in the marketplace, we're offering a really quality product for people.
At a good value, yeah. Look at the ticket price.
Yeah.
Very affordable.
Give us some information, and we'll hit it again in just a moment. We are up against a break here, but I want to make sure that folks know about A Christmas Carol. Again, it's this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the next as well, and how we can get tickets and such.
You can contact the tickets at www.lamplighterstheater.com, or you can call 615-852-8499 for your tickets and do them online, or you can come in and get them directly right here at the church.
How much is a TPAC ticket? I was just curious. Are they, you know, how much they usually run?
I had to mortgage part of my car. No,
I know they're kind of pricey.
Yeah, I was going to say I mortgaged my car.
We're looking at $5 for children 4 to 12, and $8 for seniors and students, and $10 for adults. That's pretty reasonable.
You're going to spend more at the movie theater.
Right on that one bag of popcorn.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a great value. And again, 7:30 Friday and Saturday, and the matinee's at 4:30 on Sunday.
That's correct.
So we invite folks to come out for that. Now, when we say come out, we really haven't said where you're located here in Smyrna. And I had to call Jenny today to get her to give me some directions, and I got turned around on several different roads. But the easiest way is to get off on Sam Ridley Parkway, and right when you pass the Lowe's and everything, there's a CVS on the corner, and that's Old Nashville Highway that turns to the right, I guess. And then you're just the next block down.
Right. We're right between it's Rock Creek and Sam Ridley on Old Nashville Highway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rock Springs.
Rock Springs.
Rock Springs. Very good. I just got a text message from my wife. Let's go. So she's ready. She's ready to come on down.
Keep those texts rolling in.
We're going to take a break, and we've talked a lot about Shane, but he's not only going to talk to us about some things that are going on here with this production, and just to gauge his interest in how he got involved in things and his entire family, but also to play the theremin. And we've talked all about it. We want to make sure that you're back with us after we take a break for the news. Ron Jordan is standing by in the news center. We'll be right back with much more in just a second. Prompt, efficient, and friendly service, that's what sets Rutherford Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling apart from those other companies.
Hi, this is Stephen Conklin with Rutherford Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We have over 16 years in the business. We would appreciate you giving us a call at 809-4746.
For a heating and cooling system for around $86 a month, or the new tankless water heater for endless hot water for under $65 a month, call Stephen Conklin at 809-4746.
For the first 20 callers, you'll get a free fall system clean and check on your heating and cooling system.
There may soon be some new county school zones. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. New school zones and new county commission districts in Rutherford County. The county's redistricting committee has given the nod to changes that will have to be approved by the full county commission December 15th. The redistricting committee will meet again on Wednesday evening at 5 to further discuss the proposed changes and how it'll impact current county commissioners. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. You don't have to live in pain from carpal tunnel, sinus problems, migraines, or pinched nerves. Call 895-1253 to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Mark Kestner. We have an update on the bank robbery that occurred at Wilson Bank and Trust on Monday. New clues in the holdup indicate the robber may have inadvertently helped police find him.
The subject was wearing a shirt that had the company where he worked at on his shirt. So it's one of those things where, you know, it's not that hard to figure out. We just got to find them, interview them, and bring the appropriate charges.
The city police are working with the FBI on this bank robbery case. Charges, they say, are pending. Two Murfreesboro men have been arrested on three counts of sale of cocaine charges. Daryl Keith Mitchell, Bradyville Pike, Richard Ricardo North of Hillcrest Drive, apprehended on Monday. They will appear in circuit court on the 19th. On Saturday, December 10th, from 8:30 to 11:30, residents of Rutherford County and surrounding areas will have a unique opportunity to help families who are struggling during these tough economic times. That unique opportunity is to cast a vote and help those who can't afford food. Many families have heads of households who are out of work, while countless others are finding it harder and harder to put a decent, nutritious meal on the table. Food banks such as Second Harvest and others are finding their shelves almost bare. Kevin Fisher is spearheading an effort to collect food for the less fortunate in our community. More details at WGNSradio.com. This is WGNS News.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 225-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, wall, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
A young couple moves into a new neighborhood, and the next morning, while they were eating breakfast, the young woman sees her neighbor hanging out wash. "That laundry is not very clean," she said. "She doesn't even know how to wash correctly. Perhaps she needs better laundry soap." Her husband looked on, but remained silent. Every time her neighbor would hang out her wash to dry, the young woman would make the same comments. About a month later, the woman was surprised to see a nice clean wash on the line and said to her husband, "Look, she has learned how to wash correctly. I wonder who taught her this." The husband said, "I got up early this morning and cleaned our windows." This is Frank LePetri, pastor of the Holly Grove Baptist Church. Just like this young woman looking through a dirty window, so it is with life. What we see when watching others depends on the purity of the window through which we look.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.
The North Rutherford County Edition is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We welcome you back in. It's, gosh, time's getting away. 3:42 here on the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues, our show before, well, we've got one more. I keep forgetting. Christmas is in another couple of weeks. I keep rushing to get it here, I guess. We're talking about the Christmas Carol, A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, that will be here at the Lamplighter Theater Company this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the next. And times again, 7:30 each night, and on Sunday at 4:30. And this is here at the Lamplighter Theater Springhouse Worship and Art Center, just off of Sam Ridley Parkway. Hang a right on the old Nashville Highway. Go to the very first traffic light you get to, which is like a block or so, and you can't miss it. And we've been talking to Ken Stilger. He is the assistant director. And Shane Atkinson, did I say?
Atkinson.
Atkinson.
Yeah.
I keep that T kind of throws
me
off.
T and the
off.
D throws a lot of people. I think I even say Atkinson.
Atkinson.
So you don't know if it's a D or a T. So I guess it doesn't really matter.
Well, I even spelled it wrong. But anyway, Shane, Ken was telling us a few minutes ago that you're not only performing the theremin, which I'm going to get you to explain in a moment, but your entire family is involved.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, both my son and my daughter love to act. And so my daughter is the ghost of Christmas past.
Mm-hmm.
And my son is Wilkins,
Dick Wilkins,
who is a young Scrooge's friend. So I'm glad we can all be in the show together.
It's something that you can all do as a family,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. Often, sometimes we're split. One of my kids will be in a show here. Another one will be down in Murfreesboro. You know, and we're kind of split up. So I really like when we can all be in the show together. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
How does it help the kids? I mean, because I hear that it's, you know, a really great thing for kids to get involved in, and that's theater. What have you seen that your kids have benefited from?
Well, just imagine, I mean, the outlet. Imagine the venue that they're able to experience, mm-hmm. being able to express yourself amongst so many people. I mean, it's pretty amazing. This is not a school play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is professional theater, and it's treated like professional theater. I could, how many I could count the benefits that they've had, just being on time, you know, just the responsibility of being in a professional theater environment,
mm-hmm.
Learning about makeup and learning about learning your lines and how things work and how you have to be there. You know, there's no slacking.
Right.
You know, so just that attention to detail, the benefits of working in a large group of people. Oh, there's a tremendous amount of complexity that goes into these shows, and just all the moving pieces. I'm always impressed anytime that I'm involved. Just how these producers, you know, manage all these
things,
the stage directors and the life. I mean, it's just, it's like a movie set. And so having my kids involved in that is pretty neat, because it's kind of a really, really that team experience. And you see how when you drop off, you've got to, sometimes you're picking up for somebody else picking up for you, and how, you know, just all of that interrelation is I think is directly applicable to life.
Yeah. Life skills.
Life skills,
absolutely.
Yeah. We talked about, you know, the fact that this is a professional production, and they really see what it's like, and maybe something that they grow into and love forever. You know,
absolutely.
They may be adults doing this down the road.
I could definitely see that, yeah.
Now, I think it's very interesting, What was the production last year with the Radio Drama, Ken? Was it A Christmas Carol as well?
Just it was different, a wonderful last year. No,
yeah.
Last year was A Christmas Carol.
Okay. It was A Wonderful Life, the one a couple of years ago, right, that we were thinking about. And they brought all the props and sound effects. And, you know, they're not only doing that, but the voice of so-and-so and someone else, that maybe they had three characters or two characters that they played. Mm-hmm. And to do all of this, to make it all happen, and to make it work exactly like it's supposed to, is difficult. And you're playing an instrument in the Christmas Carol here. the timing has to be exactly right, and yeah. and you're not even on the stage.
Nope, I'm tucked up in the booth, and I think the immediate thought, certainly to me, was that if I were down here playing this, you see how it's played, you don't touch it, you just kind of hover over it, and I thought that I personally thought that that would be distracting, because really it is about the actors going on stage, but from an audible experience, the sound really is part, you know, a character.
Unless you had a Shido, you know, it was like the ghost or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's cute and everything, yeah. But I am definitely, I have this relationship with the actors. We're using it for Marley's entrance. We're playing the theremin, and Marley and I are locked. I'm him. I'm kind of the spiritual side sound of him. When he gets angry, the theremin gets angry, and when he's down, it's hovering and brooding. And my daughter is the ghost of Christmas Past, who's the way the producer Ronnie Meek cast her, is kind of a sprite-like character, very happy, very bubbly, you know. And so, you know, the theremin, you know, kind of tries to match some of that.
So, in this entire hour and a half production, how much of that time are you busy with the theremin?
I'm kind of all over. I'm Marley. I'm involved with Marley's character. I'm involved with the Ghost of Christmas Past. I'm involved with the Ghost of Christmas Present. Towards the end, not as much of a voice of the ghost, but with when the characters' want and ignorance come in. I sneak in with the theremin.
Yeah, this is all live. I mean, it's not recorded. He's,
pull that up a little closer.
This is all live, what he's doing, which is really fascinating. It's like going back to the old movie theaters where the piano player was accompanying the action on the screen. It's even more complex because this time the action may vary subtly, you know, from performances, and so he has to be dialed right into the performer. It's kind of I've never seen anything like it. It's really fun to watch.
Well, and the fact that he's up several rows higher than, I mean, I think it would be very difficult to feel like you're part of it as high in the balcony as you are.
I got to tell you, if I can stretch out metaphorically here, what I'm doing is somewhat touching on the ethereal and spiritual nature of what's going on with the spirits of Christmas Past, and I'm up in the air, and in a sense I'm looking down. So if you can just kind of lock that in to that experience, it's actually kind of appropriate. If I were down on the ground, I would be earthy and more physical. I'm up in there. I'm kind of ethereal, and I kind of like the fact that I'm up there, and that it's the sound that's coming out of nowhere to join the actors.
I'm going to borrow Ken's microphone there, and I'm going to kind of let you give us some type of idea, and sure. I think we've got enough where you can move over, and I'll take that headset from you after you kind of set up what we're doing here.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play the theremin. This particular model is the latest model designed by Robert Moog, the late Robert Moog, and it's a collector's. I don't know that there are many more than 100 made in the world. And what was unique about this one was it has multiple sounds. Many theremins that you buy, they make one sound. This one has variable sounds. So when I approached the producer, Ronnie Meek, about making him aware that I had a theremin and that because there were multiple ghosts, maybe there would be some production value in it. And so he had me come in. We did some experiments, and
sure, he fell in love.
Told me where he thought that might be good, and we experimented more and kind of just, you know, practice after practice came up with kind of this conducive experience. So
now, will you be able to wear that and play this at the same time so you can kind of talk to us a bit?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so.
You can kind of give us an example of what it means and or who maybe as part of the play from this week, what sounds we'll hear.
Yeah, some sounds you might hear. Now, I'm going to be putting this through some processing effects, too, that I've designed for some of the ghosts. But some of the pure sounds we'll hear will be like the Ghost of Christmas Past. You have So
now, I don't think a lot of people really understand what this actually looks like. So you may have to look it up on online or something like that. But you're it's on like a mic stand, and you're standing in front of it. Right.
Yeah. This is a unique model. It's the Etherwave Pro by Moog Music, and this one's a bit of a collector's piece. It's a solid wood. It's almost a piece of furniture. Normal theremins are in a small black box with an antenna.
Yeah.
And you can still mount them on stands, but this one's unique. It has a lot more control and variability. But you don't just the theremin was invented in the 20s by a Russian physicist named Leon Theremin.
Mm-hmm.
When it was introduced, it was the first electronic instrument.
But you're not touching like playing a guitar.
No.
You have the frets. You were explaining that.
Right.
I mean, it is to make the same sound. It's very difficult to get the exact same sound each time, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's actually radio waves, and you're kind of interfering with these radio waves. And the difference, in a simplistic sense, it's a capacitance, and the difference between how close and how far away you are from the instrument is what generates the pitch. And there are two antennas. The antenna on the left controls how loud the sound is. The antenna on the right controls the pitch. So the closer I get to it, the higher it gets, the lower. The further away I pull from the antenna, So
you're moving your hand a little bit, and that helps.
Like give it some vibrato.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's very difficult to play melodic things because there are no frets like on a guitar. Mm-hmm. There's no measure to gauge absolute pitches. It all has to do with body position and muscle memory and things like this.
So maybe another ghost from the which one did you do?
Oh.
That sounds like my when I get up in the mornings.
Is that what you call it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's want and ignorance, the little creatures that crawl out from behind the ghost of Christmas present. Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
So yeah, it's
how in the world do you how did you get interested in this instrument?
Well, I'm a natural composer, so I have a music production company, Akensong Music Productions, and I'm into all kinds of instruments. I do sound design for films.
You don't look like a composer.
Well, wait till my hair grows out.
Does anybody tell you that?
No.
Yeah.
You don't. Of course, I don't. What a composer looks like, but this. I'm always looking for new sounds, and the theremin, just as a musician, is a fascinating instrument. It's the only instrument you play that you don't actually touch, and it can just do things that it's like a secret weapon. You can
so
just
do h- things how is it used to play music? I mean,
well, in the early,
it's kind of an accompaniment to.
It's a solo instrument.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a solo instrument, and I'm not proficient enough to play it really, really well. When I play it, I have a recording studio, so I'm doing it in the studio. I can do as many takes as I like.
Sure.
I've used it for sound design and making sounds. Like we'll be doing a lot of sounds here, but I'll pull some melodies out. When needed, but as you can see, it has this kind of spooky sound. That's because it degenerated from a classical instrument, and when it was introduced to kind of a sound effects instrument, and was used in the scary movies of the 40s and 50s. And
how neat. Well, we want to save some time to come back from the break and make sure that we give you all the show times and get Ken back on before our time runs out. So our final break of the show, and we'll be right back as you continue to Rutherford Issues, the North Rutherford County edition, here from the Springhouse Worship and Arts Center, talking about the Lamplighter Theater Company.
This is Steve Grimsley with Zippy Shell. Are you looking for storage? Perhaps you're preparing your home for sale, downsizing, or just in need of some extra space. Well, then you should give us a call. We offer convenient, affordable storage solutions right here in Rutherford County. We deliver a storage container to you, you pack it, and we'll pick it up and store your goods in our secure facility. We are locally owned and operated. To check out our grand opening specials, give us a call at 216-7879 or visit us at zippyshell.com. Save time, save money, save everything.
The savings are big at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. Here's Jenny Williams.
Turn your Christmas to-do list into a to-done list with great tool gift ideas for the men in your life. Get red-hot buys on Craftsman and DeWalt tools. Plus, choose from a 10-piece screwdriver set, tape rule, pry bar, aluminum level, and many more Stanley items. Just $1.99 after $5 mail-in rebate.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware for.
Blue Raider fans come in all sizes, and Lightning's Locker Room has gear for the smallest of fans. The Little Raider section has the only selection for your little ones, from onesies to bibs, overalls, and booties. Everything in between, just for your infants, toddlers, and young Big Blue fans. Lightning's Locker Room is at 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Stop in and see the Little Raider section of apparel at Lightning's Locker Room.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, Rutherford County's place to talk.
Today's show, focused on North Rutherford County, is brought to you by Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We are back to wrap things up here, and Assistant Director Ken Stilger, tell us show times once again, if you don't mind, with the upcoming Charles Dickens A Christmas Carol.
Friday and Saturday at 7:30. Sundays at 4:30 this weekend and next weekend.
Awesome. And tickets and information, go to lamplightertheater.com or call 852-8499. And can't miss it. Just off Sam Ridley Parkway, take a right onto it's at the corner of Rock Springs Road and Old Nashville Highway. One thing that we failed to mention, Shane, and only just a couple of seconds to mention this, but the theremin was actually used in the Beach Boys song. Is that right?
That's correct. Good Vibrations.
Good Vibrations.
It was used in some in a lot of pop music, actually, in the 70s. Yeah.
How about that? Well,
60s and 70s.
Shane, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming out today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Ken, we've had a great time here. Tell
thank
everyone
you so much.
We appreciate the invite. Jenny Williams, thank you so very much. Appreciate you stopping by today and helping
thank
to put
you.
This together. And State Representative Mike Sparks, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Brian.